Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And today we have a special program for you. We are going to be presenting the Academy Awards for the Best Actor and Best Actress in the Pimp Preacher category. So who will win the coveted Golden Calf Award today? We will see who will win the award for the Best Actor and the Best Actress in the Pimp Preacher category. So we have many nominees. Our nominees are Rod Parsley, Best Actor, also Best Comedic Performance, Rod Parsley. Also nominated is Paula White in the Best Actress Pimp Preacher category. We will also have Richard and Lindsay Roberts. They have been nominated for Best Actor and Best Actress in the Pimp Preacher category. And we also have Brian Karn. He has been nominated for Best Actor in the False Prophet category. Also, Suzanne Hinn has been nominated for Best Actress, Supporting Actress, for her supporting role with Brian Karn. And so who's going to take away the prize today from these many nominees here? We also have in the Best Supporting Actress, Supporting Role, in a film with Rod Parsley on the breakthrough film that has been recently released is Medina Pullings, and we are nominating her for the Best Supporting Actress in a role behind Rod Parsley. So many nominees. We have so many nominees to talk about. We are going to be talking about their roles and what it has meant to the so-called church. You know, there is a false religious system that has sprung up right before our very eyes. We are seeing so many false prophets, so many false teachers, so many actors and actresses using the Bible as a prop. So let's look at a few scriptures here. Let's see what the Word of God has to say about these people, because I don't believe in being soft on wolves. Wolves bite. Wolves are dangerous, and these people are wolves. So let's see Jeremiah 2:8, the priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 10:21, for the pastors are becoming brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Jeremiah 12:10, many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. Jeremiah 22:22, the wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 23:2, therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. Now, I noticed that now if people were looking at the NIV Bible, they would only see one scripture with the word pastor in it, and they don't have any other scriptures with the word pastor. So people wouldn't even know that these scriptures were there, but I was using the King James Version, and there's a lot more scriptures on that word in that version. I find a lot of these new translations leave too many verses out, so, and words, so you might not get a good picture of the words, but God himself is pretty hard on these false pastors, false teachers, and actors and actresses who pretend to be men and women of God, but they are really wolves in sheep's clothing. They have no love for the sheep. They have no love for the word of God. They're not even afraid of God. They don't fear God. No, they're not even afraid of God, because if they were afraid of God, if they had the fear of the Lord, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing in the Academy Award presentation of fleecing. That's another category, that who will be the number one fleecer, who will receive the Golden Calf Award today. So Jeremiah 50:6 says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Yes, they have forgotten their resting place. Ezekiel 34:2, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Amen. Ezekiel 34:8, and as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not the flock. And that's what we are seeing today. We are seeing these so-called shepherds, these so-called ministers who are really ministers of Satan, who have enriched themselves off the backs of the poor sheep who attend these places, these pimp preaching institutions, that I would call them. And if you have friends that attend Rod Parsley's church, and I put that in quotes because it's not really a church, it's just a fleecing center for Rod, and if you have friends that attend Paula White's nightclub over there and participate in any way with Richard Roberts' ministry or Benny Hinn, please warn them. You might want to give them this audio tape, or there's some other very good teachings and audio tapes, videos on the internet that they can see. Maybe they can come out of the fog that they're in and turn their lives over to Jesus Christ and read the Bible for themselves and find out that they are following these false actors and actresses that don't care. They don't give a hoot about Jesus. They don't give a hoot about people. All they care about is themselves. They love themselves. They love to hear themselves. They love to look at themselves. And especially they love your money. That's what they love. The Bible says the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And we are seeing that. So without further ado, we will be listening to some of the performances here by some of our nominees. And let's do a little intro music here. In the category of best actor in the false prophet category. Now, Brian Karn, he appears on the scene. He's all over the place these days. He's with many of our other nominees. You can see him with Benny Hinn. You can see him with Rod Parsley. Now, Brian Karn, was introduced to Benny Hinn by another very strange person called Manasseh Jordan. Who names their kid Manasseh? The most wicked king in the Bible, who is the son of Bernard Jordan, a famous psychic, so-called prophet, who has studied under many gurus and was the disciple of Reverend Ike. And so, this is the man that they have put up as the new prophet mouthpiece, new kid on the block, who is probably raising millions of dollars for these people. So that's why they put him on their program. And there's also some interesting testimonies about Brian Karn on YouTube by a lady named Ashley, who gives her testimony that she attended one of Brian Karn's services a while back and actually wound up in a hotel room with him doing things that you shouldn't be doing. But this is the mark of a false prophet, because they are consumed with lust. They're not saved. All they care about now, they always have very smooth talking about how, you know, God is giving them a word, and the word, of course, is that God is telling them to tell you to give them some money. So that's what it always boils down to. But here is Brian Karn with Suzanne Hinn.
As powerful as Joseph was and as great as those dreams were, he had to be connected to somebody in prison to ever get to Pharaoh's house. He had to be connected. And right now, I feel an anointing for divine connections. I believe God is getting ready to connect you to somebody who's going to change the course of your life. One connection can send you from poverty to riches. One connection. Do you know what favor is? Favor is when I'm in a good season, I leave my good season and go to your bad season and pull you into my good season with me. Now that's favor. Well, I'm declaring to you that God is raising up somebody that is going to, I heard that, Lord, a financial Boaz. A sponsor is about to come into your life.
Wow.
Are you ready for that sponsor? Because it's one thing to have the vision, but it's another thing to have provision.
Wow.
You got the vision. You got everything in place. You have the paperwork, but you don't have the connection.
Mm.
Well, God is releasing connections right now. Are you ready for it? Because this connection is about to change your life.
Wow.
This one connection is going to put you in a place that you have never, ever, ever been before. A season of divine connection. And let me tell you what I want you to do. Right now while the anointing is flowing, I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me real good. Because I feel this very strong, that something good is about to happen in your life. There's a turn, there's a shifting, and there's a shaking. Are you ready for this connection? Here it is. Not much. One instruction is getting ready to change your life. The Spirit of God is telling me to challenge you right now to sow a $52 seed. That's 52 weeks in a year. And I'm declaring that in these next couple of weeks, God's going to connect you to a financial Boaz.
Wow.
That's going to change the course of your life.
Huh.
I'm here today because of a connection. Somebody's in the White House today because of a connection. Somebody's on television because of a connection. Major preachers who are preaching are where they are, not because they're gifted, but because of a connection. God is connecting you to somebody who's going to see what's in your belly and going to fund your assignment. Right now, I release on you that divine connection. Dial the number on the screen. Do whatever you got to do. I feel this so strong. A season of divine connection are coming to you. Don't hesitate. Do it now. While the anointing is flowing, this is your hour for divine connection. God bless you.
On tomorrow's program, Dr. Eric Braverman joins Pastor. Brian Karn, a discussion on the power of prayer and the importance of divine connections. And stay tuned for a prophetic word which will significantly impact your life.
So what has God been laying on your heart lately, Brian?
Well, you know, here lately I've been dealing with divine connections. You know, my life has changed because of connections that have taken place in my life. And a lot of times when you look at the ministry of David, you look at Jonathan, you know, David was a shepherd boy who knew nothing.
Wow, they're mad. Did you hear That is worthy, that performance right there. And imagine, there is Suzanne Hinn, the wife of Benny Hinn, Suzanne Hinn and Brian Carn sitting on the television set there. And Suzanne actually is asking him what he has heard from the Lord. And notice, now, what kind of a strange God is that? That's a very strange God. And notice that Brian snaps his fingers, which is one thing that hypnotists do. They snap their fingers. And then he tells you he is going to release, which is another technique that hypnotists use when, you know, they say they're going to release you or whatever, because this guy is a hypnotist. He's a psychic. He's probably in a coven, I would say. Tell me something. Who has to give Jesus Christ this? Did anybody ever walk up to Jesus Christ and say, "Hi, Jesus, I need a financial Boaz in my life, so here's $50. I'm going to give you this $50, and Jesus, I'm believing you for a financial Boaz to come into my life." Divine connection. Now, please. How can people watch this stuff? How can anybody support this? Why aren't people running away from these people, and running for their lives from these people? I don't know. I don't understand why these people are still around, why they're still on television, why anybody gets up, takes a shower, gets dressed, gets in their car, and drives over to one of these so-called services that they're holding, which they are not services. They are just somewhere to go where you better bring your wallet and your pocketbook, because they need a new jet, or they need a new mansion, or they need more FaceTime or whatever. But I don't understand why people still buy into this stuff, why they still support. These people should have been gone a long time ago. And the best way for them to go away is for people to stop giving them any money, because they're not going to sell their house to support their ministry. They're not going to dip into their retirement fund to fund their ministry. They're not going to sell their jet plane to fund their ministry. They're not going to sacrifice, but they want you to sacrifice. So what does that sound like? What does all this sound like, really? You know, it kind of sounds like the Twilight Zone.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
It. I mean, anybody that listens to these people, anybody that gives these people any credibility at all, they're in the Twilight Zone. That's where they're at. They're in the Twilight Zone. I don't know what kind of God they are talking about. I don't know what kind of Jesus they are talking about. The Jesus that you throw $100 bills at, the Jesus that you throw $1,000 checks at. What? The Twilight Zone. And that's what it is. Now, our next nominee, and I do have a few more quotes, best acting performances from Brian Carn. We will play some of those, because our next nominee for best actor in a comedic performance is Rod Parsley. And now Rod has been around for a long time. He claims that he was born again, I think when he was about 9 or 10. I don't know, Rod, were you ever born again? Because you sure have strayed far from the faith. And actually, you know, Rod acts like an insane person. It just gets more insane by the week with Rod Parsley, because if you ever watch him now, almost every day he's got some kind of false prophet on his program, and everything revolves around sending in money. And now I almost fell off my chair the other day when I saw the latest Rod Parsley performance. He was actually doing a live service at his so-called church over there, Crazy House World Harvest in Columbus, Ohio, where he actually had this guy, Joker Brian Karn, there getting everybody worked up, laying hands on people, and people were falling all over and screaming. And it really did look like an insane asylum there. And so the latest thing now, if you can believe this, because I know you all are going to find this very hard to believe, but the latest thing now that Rod has that he is offering is a vial of water. Now, you can send in, and with your best seed faith gift, and Rod will send you a vial of water. And there is a video, and you can go to the Breakthrough website and you can see this service that they had. They had probably a few hundred jugs of water up on the altar, on that altar to Baal that they have there. And they had people bring in gallons of water and put it on the altar, and they said that this water now has been bathed in prayer, and it's been in all their anointed services. And actually, this elder who's been with Rod for many, many years, and I think he helps run this so-called Bible college that he has over there, he's telling people, don't forget to pick up your water, because it's been sitting here in this so-called anointed atmosphere. So I don't know. I don't remember Jesus ever offering holy water to people. Where did they get this stuff from? It kind of sounds like a Catholic thing, because growing up Catholic, when we used to go into the church, the Catholic church, and when you first walk in, there was a fountain there, and you dipped your hand in this water and you blessed yourself with this, because that was supposed to be holy water. So it sounds like the same gimmick that the Catholics use. If you look on TV, you see now Rod has gone so low that he's followed in the footsteps of other great actors that call themselves ministers, like Peter Popoff, because you can get some holy water from him. W.V. Grant, you can get some water from him. And even Leroy Jenkins, like the bottom of the barrel, he will send you a vial of water. So this is how low Rod has gone. He's gone that low now that he will send you a vial of water. Yes, people. Yes, a vial of water. Let's listen to a few of his fellows there at the World Harvest Church who are even telling people about the water. So you can hear it for yourself. Here is one of his pastors on his staff talking about the holy water.
And we are in the middle of an undeniable move of God. we are seeing right in front of our very eyes miracles, signs, and wonders. But it's not just here at the Tabernacle of World Harvest Church. It's happening right there across the world and right where you are right now. We've got testimonies. Niecy from Kentucky, God healed her jaw in a moment, in an instant. James in Missouri, God healed his neck. We are seeing God do some unbelievable and mighty things, and you do not want to miss out. Now, if you're watching us right now on World Harvest Live, go over to our brand new internet campus, iHarv.tv. We have pastors that are standing by, ready to agree with you in prayer. So send over your prayer request. Also, we want to make sure that you get your vial of water. We have been in the middle of God doing some unprecedented things here, and so you want to make sure that you get that. So fill out your email address, give us your address so that we can send that to you. Now, we are praying tonight that God continues to let fire fall from heaven. So open up your hearts, get ready to receive, connect with us tonight in prayer as we go now live to the Tabernacle of World Harvest Church.
So you heard it for yourself. You have heard it for yourself. Rod Parsley has actually stooped that low where now you can actually send in. Now, wait a minute. Put your pencils down. Put those pens down. Put that envelope down. Don't send for that vial of water. Now, don't rush to your phone. Don't rush to your mailbox for that vial of water. No, don't do it. But here is, now here is this elder who has been with Rod Parsley. Also, he is teaching these poor, crazy young people that attend this so-called Bible college that he has there. Now, imagine that you are a person who is in charge of a Bible college, and young people are coming to your Bible college to learn about God because they are planning, most of them, to go into the ministry in some form or fashion when they get out. And imagine that they're coming to your Bible college to learn about Jesus and to learn about the Bible, and that the pastor and the, now the great Dr. Parsley and his elder are telling you and teaching you that you can have a vial of water for a seed faith donation, and that this water, you know, has some kind of magical properties. Now, you know, just imagine that in your head. Does that make any logical sense at all? Why should anybody waste their time? Why should any parent in their right mind send their child over to this Valor so-called Bible school and learn this kind of nonsense? Please. Anyway, here is Rod's elder talking about the water.
Don't worry about a thing. But I do have something to share with you that we haven't had an opportunity to say very much about up to now as a result of the special meetings that we've had. By the way, if you brought a jug of water that you had here on the platform, it is now in the D-Wing Commons. So you can go over there and pick it up. And please be sure that you get it, because the sooner you get it, the sooner you can start using it. Somebody said, well, what should I use it for? Anything you want to use it for. Hallelujah. It's anointed. It was here saturating in this atmosphere for as long as you had it here, and it's sure to be a blessing to you. And we still have a number of jugs over there. A lot of people have taken theirs home already, but we still have a lot of them. So be sure to pick yours up. Amen? Praise God. But
now, don't flock down there to World Harvest. Please don't flock down there to pick up your jug of water. Please, just don't do it. But as he continues on, this elder that was preaching at a Sunday morning service there, he says that in 2015, Rod Parsley, Dr. Rod, who he now calls himself Dr. Rod Parsley, is going to have a leadership seminar there. And Rod is going to come in, and the platform is going to be decorated like an office. So Rod will be sitting in an easy chair there on the platform. And he will be teaching once a week, 1 hour a week, on leadership, on how to be a leader. And they are going to charge everyone now, because this knowledge that Rod has about leadership, he says it's worth thousands of dollars, that people would, they'd come from all over the world, and that they would pay thousands of dollars to hear Rod Parsley teach on leadership. So they are telling the people in the congregation that they can attend these anointed so-called services with Dr. Rod, and it will only cost $120 per person. And if you don't have the $121, they have worked out a payment plan so that you can pay $40 the first time, and then another $40, and then another $40, because this will be like, I don't know, an 8 to 10 week, once a week, and you will be able to glean all of the knowledge, all of the con games, all of the all the ways to manipulate people. You can actually glean all of this from Dr. Rod Parsley, and it will only cost you $120. Now, imagine that. So now for our next category here in the Best Actress, we're going to have the Best Supporting Actress here, and the Best Supporting Actress is Medina Pullings for her supporting role behind Rod Parsley. Now, let's listen to this clip here with Rod Parsley and Medina Pullings. And Medina Pullings is a pastor's wife. She also claims, I guess, to be a prophetess of some sort, but she is a prophetess of Baal. And she's learned very well from her masters and her best supporting role behind such people as Rod Parsley. And Medina, and you'll hear this, Medina Pullings, you'll hear this in the beginning. She says that she has some intel news from God. Now, let's see what she has to say.
With good news, Pastor and I are coming to your house today with good news. There is a word from the Lord, and I want you to know that today marks your turning point.
Yes.
I come with intel from on high, intelligence, divinely inspired by God. I've got some behind-the-scenes news about things concerning you, and I want you to know that the Lord has turned it. You know, in Job 42:10, it says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." I want you to know that God has turned it for you. This marks a closure and a beginning. You're exiting out of one place, and you're entering into another. The cycle has ended. You're going into a new season. Oh, you better get ready, because this is a divine turning point. This is by God. This is God intervening on your behalf. Things will not go as they have gone. They will not be in that same spiral. They're not going in the same direction, but there is a turnaround. And I want you to know that God is moving this thing in your favor. I want you to get the glads on the inside of your heart. I want you to get stirred up on the inside, and I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. He said in Zephaniah 3:19, he said, "Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee." I don't know what's afflicting you. I don't know what's abusing you. I don't know what you're experiencing right now, but guess what? The Holy Ghost.
Yes, and you know what? All you have to do is send in a seed faith offering, and God will turn everything around for you. So, wow, Medina Pullings, best supporting actress behind Rod Parsley. Oh, you don't like Medina Pullings. Okay. Anyway, now, our next nominee here is Richard and Lindsay Roberts. And a few months ago, we played some clips from the Richard Roberts program, who, in case all of you don't know a little bit history behind Richard Roberts, he's the son of Oral Roberts, and Oral Roberts has since passed away. But Richard Roberts actually took over the ministry for Oral Roberts, and he put the Oral Roberts ministry, the Oral Roberts University, he put them $50 million in debt. So Seed Faith has never worked for Oral and Richard Roberts. He put the Oral Roberts University $50 million in debt, and finally, they couldn't pay their bills, so it was bought by, they were going into foreclosure, I guess they were bankrupt. Anyway, it was bought by a man named Green, who owns the Hobby Lobby. He's a billionaire. And anyway, he bought the university. He took the university out of debt, and Richard was fired, basically, and he was kicked off the campus. They really told him not to come back. So imagine that your father spends his life building a university, building a so-called ministry off the backs of the poor with, send me your seed faith gifts, and it doesn't work for you. And your university is bought by somebody else. They decided they would keep the name Oral Roberts University, which probably eventually that'll go away too. But Richard Roberts, he lost his ministry there in Tulsa. He was arrested for drunk driving, and he was going like 90 miles an hour at midnight, and he was drunk, and he was arrested. And so they've now moved out of Tulsa, and he moved to Florida. And so he's still around, though. He's still on TV. He has to be taking in a good chunk of money, unless he's, still running his ministry in debt, because it's very expensive to buy TV airtime. And he's on quite a few channels, but Richard and Lindsay have decided to reinvent themselves. And so a few months ago, Richard and Lindsay started to advertise a blended oil service. And here's the premise now. They were going to have you send in for a little packet of oil. Now, of course, you have to write in for this. So now here's the gimmick, is that when you write in for this packet of oil, you have to give them your address so they can send you the packet of oil. So they use this to get your name to add to their mailing list so they can send you letters asking you for seed faith gifts. So they don't care about you having any blended oil. They don't care about you getting healed. They don't care about that. Okay, because nobody in their right mind sends somebody a packet of oil and then they tell you that you, and he says that he's putting it in a yellow envelope so that you can't miss it. Yeah, well, okay, we know that. So you're going to get this packet of oil, and I mean, if anybody deserves the Best Actor Award, it's Richard Roberts. It's like, I don't know how he keeps a straight face when he says these kind of things, because he knows he's lying, and he knows it's all an act. No wonder he had to get drunk. You know, you have to get drunk to do this kind of stuff. So he says that he's going to send you this packet of oil, and it's got a few drops of oil in it, and he says that when you get the oil, you're not to open the packet, but you take it out of the envelope and you pray over it, and then you put it back in the envelope and you send it back to Richard and Lindsay. Now, they claim that they are going to open up each and every one of these packets. Now, it's a sealed plastic packet with oil in it. Now, can you imagine now? There has to be something wrong with your head to even believe this, because can you imagine thousands of people sending in these little packets of oil? And what are they going to do? They're going to hire people to cut these packets open? Well, he's telling people that they are going to open each and every one of these packets. And now remember, this is a blended oil service that he's having. So he's telling everybody that he's going to open up every single one of these packets, and he's going to blend all this oil that he's prayed over and that you prayed over, and he's putting all this oil in a big bucket. And then he is going to dip his hands into the oil, and then his anointed hands, and he's putting his hands in there, and then he's going to pray in this oil. And then now he wants you to write in after he has dipped his hands in the oil. And I actually saw him on TV the other day doing it, where he took his jacket off. He made a big thing where he's taken off his jacket, and he takes off his wedding ring, which he says he never takes off his wedding ring, but he's even going to take off his wedding ring for this. And so he dips his hands in this oil, and he's praying, and he's wishing his hands around this oil, and then he's telling you that he is actually going to he's going to repackage it. He's going to repackage the oil, and now he's going to put it in vials. So now he wants you to write back in. Now, he's not going to send it to you. Everybody sent it in with their return address. No, he's not going to send it back to you. Now he wants you to write in again, and now you can have this blended oil. And also, don't forget, when you send in for the oil, to tuck in your best seed faith gift, okay? So here we have our second nominee for best actor in the Pimp Preacher category, Richard and Lindsay Roberts and their anointing blended oil service.
The faith that God has placed in. Maybe you have never activated your faith. Maybe you have never exercised your faith, and maybe you've never released your faith. So I want you to consider something. As you receive this back, or as Richard prays today, begin to say, Father God, I realize, I recognize that you've given every person the measure of faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith 4 times. The Bible clearly talks about Jesus and faith. He said he perceived or he saw their faith. Faith is an important thing. It's the substance of things hoped for, the Bible says. The evidence of things not seen. In fact, without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please God. So as we do this symbolically, what I'm asking you to do is release your faith and expect a miracle.
All right, now, Lindsay, I'm ready. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my coat, okay?
Of all times for you to look so dashing and wear a little suit and a cute little vest.
Well, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's not a problem.
No.
And I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
All right. Hand me all the goods.
And I'm going to
Don't lose
now, look,
little
I don't take my wedding ring off very often, but I'm taking it off for just a moment.
Okay.
Just
the one
a moment.
It.
I'm going to take my wedding ring off, okay?
I'm the one holding
you
it.
You hold that, and then yes. You be sure you give it back.
I promise you. You're not going anywhere.
And I'm rolling up my sleeves. All right. Now, here's what I want you to do now. I want you to participate. Okay. I don't want you to just sit and watch.
Yeah.
I want you to make a move toward your television if you can. Or if you can't, just stretch your hands out toward me. But come over and stretch your hands out as a point of contact. Now, corporately, I'm going to do this for all of us. Now, once again, if you just tuned in, this anointing oil that I'm going to put my hands in is anointing oil that has come from tens of thousands of people all over the world. And it's all put together in this. And I'm going to lay my hands in it. Put my hands in it, and I'm going to pray. And then afterwards, we're going to take the oil and we're going to put it in little vials so that you can get it. Now, as I said, make no mistake about it, this is not magic. Nothing special about the oil. What's special is about the one the oil represents, and that's Jesus Christ. And I'm expecting, as you receive the little vials of oil, Lindsay, I'm expecting people to receive miracles. I'm expecting testimonies of people to say, I got my miracle. Okay? Now, that's what I am believing for. So stretch your hands out, and honey, would you just put one hand on my, maybe just touch my back or my arm. And I'm going to put my hands in there. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit. I now put my hands in this container of oil, anointing oil sent from people all over the United States and Canada and even all over the world. I put my hands in the oil as a point of contact. And I pray the prayer of faith. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to use this anointing oil as a symbol of your healing touch. And as I pray, and then afterwards, as this oil, which has been blended together from all over the world, as this oil is then put in the little vials that I showed the people earlier, and as it is sent all over the world, that it becomes a powerful point of contact to help men, women, young people, boys and girls to release their faith and to expect a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this oil be used in the Bible-honored way. Not as a gimmick, not as magic, but in the Bible-honored way. I put my hands in this oil. I release my faith for the miracle touch of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My, Lindsay, I felt that prayer. I felt that prayer so much.
Praise
God. I'm just going to let this oil just drip off my hands back into this large container. I put my hands all the way down, all the way in it, all the way around it, in the authority of Jesus' mighty name. You know, Lindsay, I have been in prayer services where they came and brought anointing oil and put anointing oil like this. In fact, I remember once I laid hands on 2,000 ministers in Kenya, in East Africa, and they came and they poured oil on my hands, this much oil, and all those ministers wanted to be anointed with oil, and it took several hours, but I anointed every one of them. And I've done that in places, you know, in other places in America and Canada, and you've been involved in services like that as well. It's a precious, precious, precious thing, and I give praise and honor to God. Now, here's what you can do. If you'd like to have one of the little vials of oil, you contact us. Write Richard and Lindsay, or go online, oralroberts.com, or call the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777. Say, I saw that special anointing oil program that Richard and Lindsay had on the Place for Miracles, and I would like to have one of the little vials of oil that's been blended together from people all over the world, and I will send it to you. And Lindsay, I am expecting miracles.
And now, without what you normally do, he happens to be a hand mover. Without doing too much, pray for people where they're at right now, not just for laying on in this, but stretch out your hands carefully. And you know
like
what?
This.
There is an unusual spirit of the Lord
going on
right now, and you know
right
what?
Now.
I just don't know.
Well, Father, right now, the Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I set my faith with you right now in the authority of Jesus' name. I speak the word of healing to you. Now, you may want to just lay your hands up against mine right now. In Jesus' name, I send His word to you for healing of every sickness, every disease, every fear, every doubt, anything and everything that is unlike God that has come against you. Satan, I bind that in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing.
And friend, listen to me. I'm not taking no for an answer. In Jesus' name, I believe with you. And I expect a miracle. I expect something good to happen to you in the name of Jesus. Now, as I said, if you'd like to have one of these little vials of oil, then just write Richard and Lindsay, or go online, oilroberts.com, or call the prayer group at 918-495-7777. When you get it, you know it'll be oil that's been prayed over all over the world and blended together. You'll have a part of every vial of oil of people that are sent all over the world. And we are out of time. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here at the place for you.
Can I say? I mean, come on. How do these people sleep at night? Can you imagine, like, you have to stay up late at night to think, okay, how are we going to raise some money this week for our so-called ministry? So can you imagine, you know, Richard and Lindsay sitting around the breakfast table and Richard says, okay, let's see, what can we do this week to try to raise some money? Let's have a blended oil service. And this way we can add thousands of people to our mailing list. So how do you even come up with these things unless there's a screw loose in your head, really? But that's our second nominee for Academy Award a performance by an actor in a leading role of pimp preaching, and that is Richard Roberts. So, Richard. Yes, Richard, you deserve a round of applause for your acting performance there as a so-called minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, which you are not. You are a flock fleecer. Now we have another very well-known actress in Pentecostal circles here, Miss Paula White. And Miss Paula White, who bankrupted two churches. She sent a church in Lakeland, Florida, to the bankruptcy auction, and the church in Tampa that she founded also went to the bankruptcy auction, but was bought by a large corporation before the auction went into place. But actually, the church filed for bankruptcy, and now. You know, Paula wants to tell you that God himself is going to bless you if you send in first fruits offerings and you send in Day of Atonement offerings and you send in Pentecost offerings, and that, you know, if you will simply follow her instructions. That she says these are God's instructions, but it didn't work for Paula because, you know, Paula bankrupted two churches, and now she's over in a church that I think there were some very funny things going on behind the scenes there after Zachary Timms died of a drug overdose in a hotel room in New York City. He was the pastor of the church there, and he divorced his wife, Reva. And after Zach died, there was some kind of a power struggle over there. Somehow, I don't know, Paula White got to be pastor, and I'm going to put that in quotes, because if you ever look at any of these services from this so-called church there in Apopka, Florida, the pastor dresses a little bit funny. I don't know if too many women of God, you know, God talks about holiness and modesty. So I don't know any real true women of God that pastor churches and then they get up on Sunday morning with their cleavage showing and, you know, the skirt is like 5 inches above the knees and the clothes are so tight that you can't even move. I don't know too many women, real women of God, that dress like that to preach a Sunday morning service. Right there, that's a little odd. There should be some signals going off over there to the people, and, you know, wives, don't bring your husbands over there. Don't bring your young sons over there. You need to run for your life from that place, but we have our nominee here, Miss Paula White, and Paula's Academy Award performance here with her Pentecost offering. So let's hear from Paula.
Covenant is established by oath and obedience, and only through covenant. Prosperity is not established by you just praying and fasting. It's by your obedience. And God says in Deuteronomy 16:16, I've already established that these ordinances are to be kept forever. These are laws that never go away. They're eternal. And God says, do not stand before me empty-handed. As you honor God with a sacrificial seed and say, God, I bring to you because of who you are, because you are sovereign, because you are God, and this is what you said to do. Then you also give yourself an opportunity to come in divine alignment. And this is where it gets really great. Because then you're not on the outside. You put yourself on the inside. You put yourself in position. And position for what, Pastor Paula? Position for harvest and position for revelation. Now, I don't know what your harvest looks like. Maybe it's your family coming back together. Maybe it's a financial dilution, abundant blessing. Maybe it's your business being birthed. Maybe it's spiritual insight, revelation. Maybe it's a deeper intimacy and love walk with Jesus. I don't know. I'm not God. He's God. But he knows exactly what to send into your life, exactly what you have need of, and what your purpose is. So all I know is I am going to get in position. I'm going to stand in alignment and say, God, I can't wait. Because May 27th is a divine appointment. That as I put this offering prior to May 27th, and I lift it up before you, Lord, and I sow, then I recognize the revelation, things that I cannot see right now, and harvest is coming in my life. I want you to call the toll-free number right now. I want you to say, I'm going to give an alignment, and I'm going to sow according to Deuteronomy 16:16, because this is a holy divine appointment to God. And God says that I'm to give on this day. I'm going to sow a large seed. Now, whatever it is, because God doesn't say the amount, I could say you have to sow this much. God doesn't say that. But he does say it has to be a sacrifice. God will speak to you right now for every heart of obedience, for every ear that can hear. Get up and call that toll-free number. Go to the P.O. box. You can write in. You can send in a love offering. You can go to the website and you can sow. Just do not miss your moment. When you get up and call the toll-free number, or when you go to the website, or when you sow that offering that is holy before God, it's your opportunity to establish covenant. Now, I'm going to send you product, but that product, you're not giving for the product, and I want that to be so clear to you, because this is a holy divine appointment. This is a time that God says, listen, you offer up this offering to me, and as you do so, I'm going to send you my brand new 2 CDs on Pentecost, God's season of giving. One of them is very intimate teaching on who the Holy Spirit is and talks and leads up to the day of Pentecost. I mean, intimate things about the Holy Spirit, who he is, what he likes, what grieves him, what angers him, how to have a deep relationship with him. The other one is on the Feast of Pentecost. It's understanding in a much more in-depth way what I've started to teach you today. Then I'll also send you my book on principles for possessing your promise. Get up and call the toll-free number. Write the P.O. box or go to the website. Let me pray for you right now. Father, I'm so grateful for my partner, my friend in ministry. I thank you that as they are obedient to stand in this place and position, as they get up and sow right now, that your covenant is established, because out of obedience and out of following your oath, we recognize that great things begin to happen. And Lord, I release right now the revelation, the harvest that you have for them. I bind every demonic spirit that would hold them back right now, and I loose them to your will. I loose them to your word. I send a divine arrest against any demonic spirit that would have them have ears that could not hear. I cause your ears by the Spirit of God to be opened up right now in the name of Jesus, and your eyes to see the divine revelation of God's truth, so that you can walk in the ways of God and experience the abundant life that Christ died to give you. I bless you, and I'll see you again tomorrow.
That's an Academy Award performance, if I ever heard one. Now, here is Paula White in her role, Best Actress in the Pimp Preacher category. And Paula is telling you that the Holy Spirit, she's just send Paula some money, and she's going to send you her CD set on how to hear the Holy Spirit. Now, maybe I should give her the award, not the Pimp Preacher Award, but the Best Comedic Performance Award, because that is a really good comedic performance that she gave, that she's actually going to tell you about the Holy Spirit. And the way that she is going to tell you about the Holy Spirit is that she's telling you that you have to send her some money. And if you send her some money, now if she really believed that, somehow God needs your money, and somehow God can't move unless you bring him some dollar bills, that, if she really believed that, then she would tell you that you could send your money to anybody, that you could even give your money to your neighbor. But she doesn't really believe that. It's all an act. Because she's telling you, send it to her, because she hears from the Holy Spirit. She's got some kind of a special in with God, and that if you send her some money, that somehow her God, is probably Satan himself, because God Almighty doesn't need any money. There is no money in heaven. He's not raining it down from the sky. Money is for us. And whenever you send a ministry money, you're giving it to a human being to use to do their work. But Paula's work is not the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't in any way resemble the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is some kind of weird occult god that they're talking about. And these people, really, they need to either get saved, please get saved, or go away. Just, get another job. But quit using the Bible as a prop. Quit using the Bible. And notice also Paula snaps her fingers, and she does, which is very famous way that hypnotists use to hypnotize people. They snap their fingers, and then they're always releasing something. Well, she did the same thing on that audio clip that I just played. So I'm sure that she has studied her techniques of seduction and manipulation. She's still there even after she bankrupted two churches. She's still around, so, which is amazing. You can also go to my YouTube channel, and that's Susan Puzio. You can see the abandoned buildings. I was actually there, and I took video of the two properties, that the one in Lakeland that they left abandoned. The electricity was turned off for almost 3 years. There was no air conditioning. There was no heat. The pipes were broken. The toilets had overflowed. The place was vandalized. And also the Tampa property that's now boarded up. and her former administration building, which is about a four-story building where the windows were all broken out, and there was an old dirty mattress that was left outside, so they couldn't even pick up the garbage over there. So anyway, you could see, you can actually go there, you know, and see these videos that I took personally. I saw what was done. It made the newspapers. It was on the local news channels there. So that was the fruit of Paula and Randy White's ministry. But they're still going. Randy still has a church there, a so-called church there in Tampa. But, you know, really all these so-called churches that they run are just funding centers to fund their lifestyle because, you know, they can't get a job. They can't earn an honest living, so they choose to earn a dishonest living, fleecing silly people that think somehow God can be bought with dollar bills, which is ridiculous. I mean, you can't get God to do anything for you that He doesn't want to do. He's God and you're not. So what makes people think that they could bribe God and, you know, just throw money His way and then He's going to do whatever you want? That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. How silly can people get? But anyway, I'm going to finish this today with, I do have this clip. We played the best supporting role from Medina Pullings on the Rod Parsley program, where she said she had some intel, she had some intelligence from God, you know, her God, the devil. But my award for the best actor in the Pimp Preacher category is going to Rod Parsley. Rod Parsley is the winner today for the best performance in the best actor in the Pimp Preacher category. Amen. And I'm glad you all agree. But let's play this final clip here. And you have to hear it to believe it. How low Rod has gone and this lady, Medina Pullings. You know, your money's not going to do you any good if you die and go to hell. You're not going to take it with you. So let's listen to Miss Pullings and Rod Parsley here.
With good news, Pastor and I are coming to you.
Play this clip. I already played that one, but let me play this one. Here it is with, I'm going to play, closing out, I'm going to play Brian Karn and Rod Parsley. Let's close out with.
I saw that God said He was a consuming fire from His loins up, fire from His loins down. And then John the Baptist said that we would be baptized in, He would baptize us in fire. It's actually into, that we would become fire.
Yes, sir.
Is the power of God moving across the earth today? Are you seeing it?
Yeah, we're seeing a manifestation of God. You know, God always has a remnant.
Mm.
He always has somebody who will not bow to Baal.
My God.
He always has somebody who's not trying to be popular. You know, I told somebody, if us preachers had as much power as we had money, think about how many people would be healed.
Jesus.
But I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, and God is just opening amazing doors, and I don't take it for granted to be here. I know it's the Lord's doing it. Just at the beginning of the show, I just begin to weep because it doesn't take much for me. Because I know it's the Lord's doing. Everything that I have is because of Him. And I told the Lord today, I don't care if my name is never in lights. I don't care if I'm never recognized. I just want my name to be in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all that matters to me. I believe somebody's watching right now. I believe somebody's watching right now. You're hungry. You know, as the deer panted for the water brook, so panted my soul after thee. There's somebody watching who's just tired of church as usual. You're ready for a manifestation of his power. You're ready for miracles. That anointing is here. The presence of God is here to destroy every yoke. I literally feel an anointing. Cancer is being healed. Whatever it is, every yoke. There's someone watching me right now. There's a demon of suicide. The enemy is telling you to take your life. But Psalm 118:17 declares, you shall not die. You're going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Right now, while that anointing is flowing, pick up your phone. Dial the number on the screen. We're going to pray for you. Where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. His ear is not too heavy that he cannot hear.
Thank you, Lord.
His arm is not too short that he cannot save.
Thank you.
One word from God can change your life.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to let you know that word has come to you tonight. Every sickness, every disease, every stronghold, there's a rich anointing in this studio right now. And I want you to know that same anointing, there's no distance in the spirit. That same anointing is penetrating to you right now.
Yes,
some of you in the living room. Somebody's in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's in the chair. Get up and walk right now in the name of Jesus. There's still time for you to call with your prayer request, with whatever it is. God has a miracle with your name.
God has a miracle with your name on it. And then at the end of the program, they tell you how you could get your miracle by simply calling in. And I think he said something about he heard that the Lord told him that he had to send $52 because there were 52 weeks in a year. And one thing that, you know, I thought was hysterical is this Brian Karn character. He says that, there's these people that they just serve Baal. Yeah, well, they should know because that's who they're serving. That's who they're serving, Baal. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's our program for today. I just thought that we could listen to things. It's almost unbelievable for us that have come away from, we have left the Babylonian church system, and we refuse to bow the knee to Baal and to serve this God that they talk about. But I thank God for the men and women of God, the gospel freely. We don't have any gimmicks. We don't make any promises. The only promise that we can make you is that Jesus Christ said in the third chapter of John that ye must be born again. We can promise you that salvation is real, that you can receive the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ by repenting of your sins and asking Jesus Christ to come into your life and being born again of the Spirit of God, because once you're born of your mother, but then you must be born again, the third chapter of John says. So you can get out your Bible and read it for yourself. Jesus said that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. You must confess Jesus Christ is Lord, believe that he was born of a virgin, that he died on a cross, that he was resurrected, and he ascended into heaven, and he's coming again. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a living God. We serve a God of miracles who gives all things freely. We do not have to pay God to do anything for us. If you need any anointing oil, you can go right into your refrigerator or your closet and get some olive oil out and use your own anointing oil. You don't need any anointing oil that Richard Roberts laid hands on, that's for sure. So God gives us all things freely. His gifts are free, and Jesus Christ is a healer. Yes, he is. He is a miracle worker. And all we have to do is ask. We ask. Our God is a good God. So that's our program for today. I want to thank everybody in the chat room today for coming by. Thank you, everyone that's listening. I see my friend Rita. Hi, Rita. And let's preach the gospel. Use the internet. Use whatever you can to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world. The real gospel. And encourage. I want to encourage you to read the Bible for yourself, because the Bible says that we should be good Bereans, and that we should check everything out with the Word of God. So I think if more people read the Bible for themselves and found out what God was saying, they wouldn't be so hoodwinked by these false prophets and these false teachers, these actors and actresses who learned how to work a crowd, and they used the ministry as a way to enrich themselves and to make a name for themselves. But, you know, who would want to have a name made for yourself in such a way that it brings a reproach to the gospel and a reproach to the Lord Jesus Christ? No. We want to do something for God, and we want to do it in the right way. So God bless you all today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.